The Mishnah says, Ma v'lo para ki'ilu lo ma. So we assume the milah and priyar are both essential, the mitzvah of milah. When was priya given? So the question is, we know that Avram was commanded in milah, but does his milah involve a priya? So there's a pasuk in Parashas Sefer Yoshua that basically after the Jews, after they came into Eretz Yisrael, so he said, we have to do a milah shenis, we got to do a national bris milah, because we had one originally during the time of Pesach before the Karban Pesach, and many Jews did not, only Shevet Levi did the milah during the 40 years, so therefore there are many Jews who haven't got a milah, so take chavos surim, take a lot, and it's pashtis, take a lot of knives, teach people to become a mohel as much as you can, and then let's get it done. That's the pshuto. And Tosa says, how could they talk about, he introduced the mitzvah priya here. Tosa says, how could a navi introduce a mitzvah priya? I, a navi rosh chadash. Tosa says, Talacho Moshe Misinai. We already knew it from before. Is this being Moshe knew it, but is this Megala now? So whatever the pshat is, they did a Mila Shanis. So the pashtus is that a lot of people are not second national bris Mila. So the Karaites actually had said pshat chavros surim, because chavros means pashtus is many knives, but they learned to mean a scissor, where you need a scissor to do the milah, which would make sense for what you're doing. So that was the minig of the Karaites. So we find different times if the Karaites had a minig, even though you could be yotei a mitzvah the way they were doing it. But the Rambam, so we dafka stay away from them. We dafka do things against the Karaites. So here's one example. The Rambam writes that Minig Yisroel is that we use a knife for milah. There's a whole of Medrash with David and Goliath, but we use a knife for a bris milah. And we don't use a scissor. Why? Because it's the minig against the Karaites. Like we find the Rambam as well, right? You know, the Gemara says in the beginning of Kedusha, Yimekadesh, with Shtar Kesef, Kesef Shtar, and Bia, we don't do Bia today. Gemara talks about. So, and the Rambam writes, Kedusha Kesev is a Divrei Sofrim. So, a whole discussion, what does it mean, Divrei Sofrim? Is it to Rabbanan or no? It just means it's a Lachamoshim in Sinai or it's Torah Shabbat Peh, but it's still Daraisa, it's not a Rabbanan. So, that's what they write as well. The minig is we get married through Kesef or Shava Kesef against the Karaites, because Kedusha Kesef isn't written Mefurish in the Torah, so therefore they don't do Kedusha Kesef, so we have to go out of our way to use a method to show we're against the Sedukim. And as well, the famous Baal Amor and others, that's why the Minig of Klai Yisrael to have Chowent, to have half food on Shabbos, because the Karaites will Sabu. We're going to Yisro is actively kindling the flame, not making the flame, not using the flame. So the carriers used to sit in the dark. They used to hang the sitzes up. So we dafka have half food on Shabbos to show we're not a carrier. In fact, that's what they say. If one doesn't have half food, you have to check the yichud, make sure they're not one of the carrots. So you heat up hot water in your urn, you make a cholent, so you, that's tough for the minigizah, the dafka have hot food against the custom of the carrots. That's the pshadir chavo surim. We don't use a scissor, because that was the minig in the carrots, and we dafka use a knife, when we perform the mitzvah of milah.